have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Tuesday again already. Can you believe that? And happy Men's History Month. I want to hear all of your Men's History Month moments. The impact that men have had on your life for the good. The founding of the country, the establishment of America, whatever. All right? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question, do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. I really don't think I'm good enough. No! Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And some of you are like busy and you can't just sit and watch the show. You got to run around somewhere, make breakfast or go somewhere to the gym or take your kids to the public school system because you hate them and you don't love them enough to stay home and raise them or educate them. So you got to run to the school and drop off your kids at a socialist camp called school. So you can podcast the show, or you got to go to a rally to fight the Great White Hope for trying to do the right thing and send the illegal aliens back, and you don't want that to happen. Or you're in D.C. and you're a white liberal female and the president cleaned up the crime finally in D.C. and the blacks can get a break in their neighborhood for his crime. And you don't want that to happen, so you're out protesting because you don't want blacks to come to their common sense. They may start thinking for themselves. So you're protesting to stop it. You can podcast the show, and you can listen to it. You should still listen to it on your iPhone. A way has been made by calling the Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Some of you know I grew up in Sweet Home, Alabama. And I grew up on a plantation down in Sweet Home, Alabama. And things were amazing then. But there was a period growing up on that plantation, we can only get country and Western music. We could not get any other music for a while because they didn't have the electrical wire coming down through that area. But eventually they did set them up and we can get all other music, soul music and all that. But I grew up on country and Western music. And I want you to know country and Western music is Beyonce, that's for sure. That's a DEI country and Western. But country and Western music is amazing, the real deal. And today is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing! 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 I want my country back, but it's not coming back. I got even more proof for you. America is done. And I got even more proof because there are demons that dwells in human beings, and the demons knows what to do to make sure the country never returned to its normal state of being. And yes, the Great White Hope is there. And if it wasn't for the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, they call him king. It will already be over by now. It'll be just done. It will be completely South Africa, and white people will be under genocide right now. They're already being attacked in a major way, right? And no one seemed to care. And so it's because of the power and authority that's given unto Donald Trump that it's not already out. America is not already gone. So it's like God put a stop on it for a minute. But it's still going out of control. And I have proof that is not going to come back. There is an order to life. Whether you like it or not, agree with it or not, know about it or not, or whatever you want to think about it, there is an order, and nothing is going to work but that order. And you can't make anything else work because the truth is not going to change its laws because you have refused to follow its laws. In your own personal life and in living your life out there, too, in the world. It's not going to change for you. Not at all. Have you noticed that the truth, God, would let you be miserable and lonely and depressed and suicidal and let you think you're something that you're not and let your children suffer? Because the way has already been made, is set for you to overcome all of that. But if you decide not to, and then you try to blame God, why, God, let the children suffer? Why would ain't God allow the children? You allowing the children to suffer, your children. It has nothing to do with God. And he's not going to change it just because your children are suffering. You and you alone are responsible for your own children, no one else. Your children are not our children. Your children are your children. And in our country today, they always try to take the responsibility from the person or people and put it on somebody else. And as a result, your life is suffering. The proof of the country is not coming back and it's going to only get worse, there's this order. I mentioned the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, and woman over children. And women cannot lead children without a man in the home, a man that's leading her. He's the light of the world, right, of the home. If that light is out, the woman goes nuts, the kids go crazy. And the mother turns the children against the fathers, away from the fathers, and they suffer. If the father is not aware of what's going on, most fathers are not. And so the woman cannot even raise the children without the father being there to guide her. And if you pay attention, you're going to see that the kids are suffering. Those households that didn't have fathers in them, the kids are suffering in great ways, mighty ways, very violent or suicidal or depressed or lonely. They're yearning for the father. And then, because the woman was in charge and not the father, not the man, and even in those homes where the men are there, but they're like beta males. They have made the woman their god, and so they can't leave her. The kids still end up suffering. Lost, lonely, stressed, suicidal thoughts, looking for love, going to psychiatrists and psychologists and all those crazy people and getting medication for spiritual issues. Even if the father's in the home and he's not leading his wife, the mother of his children, in the right way to go, the kids suffer. And so my proof that things are not going to get better in America is because men are allowing women to run things. They allow women to run things. Think about this. If the woman can't run things in the home by herself, you need the man to guide her. What makes you think she can run a country? She can become a congresswoman or senator or police officer chief and all that mess, fire chief and media person. What makes you think she can run that and things are going to turn out well? Why do you think that? If it doesn't work in the home, and everyone knows it doesn't work in the home, and yet you put them in charge of your country, the schools and things. Look how screwed up the schools are as a result of women taking over, allowing the men are giving women the schools to run, the churches and everywhere. Power is not the leadership, the authority. It's not in the woman, it's in the man. And when women take over, all hell break loose. Look how bad things are, and they are getting worse around the world as women are allowed to take over, run things. If it doesn't work in the homes, why do you think it's going to work outside the home? Why? Why? Think about that. Why do you think it's going to work? Women were not created, it's not in their nature, to lead. And if you notice, when men listen to women, men suffer. Whether it's their mothers, their wives, their female friends, or whatever, they suffer. It's not energy, and so the rules are not going to change because you refuse to follow them. And then you call people names just because they did not follow those losing rules that you're following, you attack. It's not going to get better. Look what this, at the destruction. You have a physical example for you right there in front of you in black people. You ask, what's wrong with the blacks? Black people have been influenced over the last 70 years, give or take, by black women, black females. And look what, in the homes, in the workplace, in everything. And look how weak the black people are. And the only thing they have going for them, the black women, are loudmouth, that's all. Except for those black women who are now working on themselves and started to overcome. May God have mercy on America. You better be trying to thank God for letting us, America has one more chance with Trump right now. Maybe some other men will wake up and overcome fear, overcome the woman. And stop making mama and other women their god. You got a chance right now. You better grab it. It's not going to work. It just can't work. It's not going to work. And the truth is like, it's locked in. It's not going to change just because you decided to go the other way. And then you suffer, and then you wonder why God let this happen. You're letting it happen because you're listening to evil. You and evil are one. I just got a text from a friend of mine. He said, what manner of man is this? The wind, as he obeys him. Look at the power of Donald Trump. The whole world coming to D.C. to see him. Everybody coming. From black nations, white nations, they all, Russia, they coming to Donald Trump. Who's the man that won't back down when the trouble all around? Trump. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman. Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Trump. He's a complicated man. No one understands him but his woman. Trump. Donald Trump is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Trump, and we can dig it. My friend just said we would never see another president like this. I hope you're wrong, man, because I hope that somebody, if the president ever stopped being president, I'm hoping they'd keep voting for him like we in Russia. But I hope somebody will be able to step up. But you can bank on this. Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Trump. And we can dig it. Anyway, it's not going to get better. It doesn't work in the homes. It doesn't, when so-called women in leadership roles, it doesn't happen. And the women that are working with Trump, they are under Trump. They're not on their own. They have a man over them, a strong man over them. And they're following the order of the man. If these women were working by, those same women working without Trump leading them, it would be a mess. It'd be a mess. So And again, you have proof. If you need physical proof, look at the black women, black females who are handing up black families and black people and black men. It's a mess. Look at Jasmine Cricket. The Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters. It's a mess, and the black men don't know what to do about it. 70 years have gone by, and they have forgotten, or maybe they didn't even know about the men who used to lead in black in the families. So it's not going to get better as long as the leadership is in the room. The hell come through the woman, and heaven come through the man. Until that woman realized, you know what? I got to overcome evil. I overcome my anger, return to the Father, and then God become her God. Here is nothing but proof that it's not going to get better. It's only getting worse. As long as you pretend that women can lead. And you're pretending that they can lead. In the same way they don't want men to play in women basketball, they know men can beat women in basketball or anything else, right? It's the same way in real life, too, family life and everything. New York Post. A terrifying video. The moment shows the moment a minivan plunged into a tractor trailer, making an outrageous road U-turn on a Florida highway last week, with all three people in the van killed, and the truck, illegal migrant driver, charged with murder. Watch this from Fox News.
Hi, Aisha. Authorities have identified the truck driver as 28-year-old Harjinder Singh. And they say he was an Indian national. He faces three counts of vehicular homicide stemming from that fatal crash on Florida's Turnpike. It happened on Tuesday. Florida authorities say the 28-year-old trucker was making an illegal U-turn, crossing the median, using an area that was designated for official use only. You can see a minivan behind him slamming into the trailer, crushed underneath, fatally injuring three Florida residents who were riding inside. Two died at the scene, a third died at the hospital. State troopers issued an ICE detainer for the truck driver after learning he was an illegal migrant. Federal authorities say Singh, an Indian national, entered the U.S. illegally through the Mexico border in September of 2018. He was arrested 2 days later, but claimed he was afraid to go back to his home country. And so he was released on a $5,000 immigration bond.
Amazing, huh? You think that's bad? It's going to get worse. The order is being taken away from America and replaced with disorder. And the White House slammed California for granting the illegal immigrant a commercial driver's license. Watch this from Fox News.
The White House's rapid response social media account reposted a video of the accident with a statement criticizing the state of California for granting Singh a commercial driver's license. The California governor's press office quickly responded that Singh entered the U.S. during President Trump's first term and before Gavin Newsom took office. But the Department of Homeland Security is pushing back, saying in a statement to Fox News, three innocent people were killed in Florida because Gavin Newsom's California DMV issued an illegal alien a commercial driver's license. This state of governance is asinine. Singh is currently being held in San Joaquin County, California. He's expected to be extradited to the state of Florida sometime later this week. And Florida officials say that he will have to serve any time for a vehicular homicide conviction in that state before he is deported from the country.
Amazing, huh? It's going to get worse. You got to get to know yourself so you can be in control of your own world. There's another world inside of you, another reality. And when the things get worse out there, outside of you, inside of other people, you won't worry about it. You won't be affected by it. You will be protected by the Father. It's going to get worse. Look how bad schools are now because you have so-called female principals, female vice principals, female this and female that. And it's going to get worse. You have Karen Bass, an empty shell, as a so-called mayor of California. In D.C., I saw a report, I don't know how true it was, the so-called leadership in D.C., all black, headed up by a female. Why, what's wrong with you in D.C.? No wonder the crime out of control. Why would you elect the blacks to run your city? And they can't even run their own homes, their own communities. Why do you think they're going to run a city or a state or a country? What's wrong with you? You're trying to be nice. You don't want to be a racist. D.C. crime out of control, and look who's head. You would think, look who's heading up, black people. Headed up by a black mayor, female mayor. And you would think that, oh, okay, if the black people are in charge of their own area there, things would be much better since the blacks believe white people are racist and whites are holding them down. It's worse. It's a battle between good and evil. It's so bad in D.C., the president, the great white hope, and they call him king. What manner of man is this? The world obeys him. He sent a troop to D.C. He's like, I'm tired of this mess. This ain't the way white people live. I'm going to do something about it. And according to WKZ, more U.S. National Guards are expected to head to Washington, D.C. I was thinking about this Indian driver there on the story we just showed you from India. Is that how they drive in India? What made you think this man think that he can take a U-Haul truck and just decide I'm going to make a U-turn in the middle of the highway, business freeway? And he looked like he didn't even know his name was wrong. Maybe that's how they drive in India. What a mess, huh? But the president is sending more troops, National Guards, to D.C. Watch this from WKZ.
More National Guard troops are expected in D.C. this week. Ohio, West Virginia, and South Carolina are each planning to send members to Washington. In total, there should be about 800 National Guardsmen and women. The president says crime is up in the nation's capital and here in Baltimore. This despite statistics showing the complete opposite in both cities. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says so much more work needs to be done.
When you were number one for all those many years and then you see yourself come down, you acknowledge that. You don't celebrate, right? Even though we have the lowest amount of murders that we've ever seen so far on record, we're not celebrating, Omar. We're saying that now that we can see that we can do better, and now we want the best every single year.
This year, homicides are down more than 24% in Baltimore compared to this time last year. Non-fatal shootings also down more than 18%.
Amazing. They don't want the great white hope to go and make the black people safer. They want and they need blacks to be angry, out of control, committing crimes, and blame it on somebody else. Because that's how you use them. I heard, I was listening to the Anchor Baby show yesterday, and he was having a discussion with someone about the trash and stuff, homeless situation and all that. And they were saying, and I don't remember the whole discussion, how... we got to take a break. What the... Back in a moment. I'll finish it in your phone call when I come back. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. That was a bad outbreak, but we're back. 888-775-3773. Baltimore's population was nearly 1 million in 1950. Today is about 568,000, according to Brave, who's the man that risked his neck to save his brother? Trump. He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Trump. And we can dig it. He's sending troops to Washington, D.C. And now, I saw a report. I don't know how true it is, but there are blacks in Chicago wanting Trump to come there and send troops and help them, because crime in Chicago, and Chicago has been controlled by blacks for a long time, and some liberal whites as well, is bad in Chicago. And I hope they stop by Gary, Indiana along the way. It's just right down the road from Chicago. It's only going to get worse, because you're putting the females in charge of the hen house, and the hens are just creating a mess. But I will mention the conversation that I heard on the Anchor Baby show. Anchor Baby is Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 and Pacific time. Make sure you check it out. And they were talking about the homeless situation, I believe, and they were saying something like, even if you volunteer and go out and pick up the trash, you know, help to clean up the homeless mess, the government don't want you to do that either, because they need you to be down and out. They need you to be angry and high and fighting one another. It helped keep them in control, in so-called power and wealth, because they say, oh, look at the situation. We need another program. We need more money for the homeless. We need more money for this. And the money end up in their pockets. And nothing ever changed. It get worse. It doesn't get better. I suggest you be grateful for Donald Trump. In spite of these people that don't want him there, those are children of the lie. They don't want things to get better. Here's a black mother from D.C., and she says, crime has always been a problem here. Watch this from Fox. A mother of a man fatally shot in Washington, D.C. in 2023 weighed in on the Trump administration effort to crack down on crime in the national capital. On Fox News Live, watch this.
And despite many Democrats downplaying crime in D.C., my next guest knows how very real it is. Tempe Satcher's son Bernard B.J. Hodges was shot and killed in our nation's capital back in 2023. And she joins us now.
This is an experience that I don't wish on no one. You know, I grew up and born and raised all my life in Washington, D.C. So crime has always been a problem. All through my school years and now raising my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, it's very frightening to know when they leave the home, you know, I pray so hard. You want to not have to worry about what's going on. You don't want to have to worry about, are you going to come back home, you know, because when Bernard left that day from his home, none of us knew that he would not be returning back home to his family. He has two sons that loves him dearly, and they still, his youngest one, who's now four, still asks about, you know, his dad.
Well, what should do, somebody should tell Miss, don't wear no glasses unless you just had eye surgery or something. Who she thinks she is, that man that
And sees, despite many...
That man that sees... And can you feel this love tonight? What's that guy's name? He wear a bunch of different glasses.
And Phil Collins?
Huh?
Who sings that? Phil Collins?
And
no.
Can the Lion King man?
Oh, Phil Collins.
No.
I might be right about that.
Not Phil Collins, boy.
What's it? Can you feel the love tonight, right? Elton John?
There you go. He wears super glasses like that. And what she, no, what she black? She black. But crime is, I remember every time we would go to Washington, D.C., and I spent a lot of time going there, giving talks and things like that, or being guests on different shows. We were told, don't go over that way. Over there where the blacks live, is crime written over there in the black communities. So crime has been out of control in the black community. And rather than the blacks doing something about it, they like, look at the white man doing this, the white man doing that. How is that gonna help? It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And it's not gonna get better in America because you're putting females in charge of the country. If they can't run a home, they can't raise children on their own, why do you think they can raise a country? And women who are starting to wake up, black women, white women, all kind of women around the world, they're waking up, they're working on themselves, they realize you're right about that. They love the order of the Father. And they love the great white hope. They call him king. I would suggest, do what you want, that you work on yourself. Look within and overcome the world. Overcome the world. The Son of the Father, Christ, was sent here that we may overcome the world. And you can overcome the world. You can have perfect peace in spite of all the hell you see around you working through other people because evil comes through human beings. Human beings are evil. The human nature is evil. I don't care who it is. Human nature is evil. And if you work on yourself, the Father will give you a brand new nature, his nature. And his nature is good. And then you will be good, but not because of you. It will be because the Father that lives in you. 888-7753-773. Remember, we needed you, Lord. We need you now. I have on my little shirt here because it comes from Western Sea Punch is sitting on the horse right there. And so I, there's a little horse on my shirt. What do you call this game?
Polo?
Polo.
Phil Collins?
and can you feel love? Corey, Cora, is out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted
No woman
to...
is good.
I agree with that. that is funny. But yeah, I just wanted to call. I had a really important question for you. So I have been battling, like, pretty severe.
Speak up a little bit in your phone. Speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah, stay there.
Okay. So, yeah, like, I forgave my parents, and I was listening to service and about, like, how it's about, like, saying sorry, if that makes sense, for resenting them, and I did that. But, and I did it, and I feel, like, a lot better. I just keep getting thoughts that, like, my dad turned me against my mom, or just, like, or I need to forgive my ex, or I just feel like I keep getting thoughts that I need to forgive. Like, I just feel like I keep going back to it for whatever reason, even though I know I don't need to.
So, knowing that, why do you keep going back? Because
well,
you
I'm
don't...
not, but the thoughts keep telling me
to. Oh, okay. And what have you heard me say about thoughts?
That they're lies.
And so, just know that they're lies, because all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So just be aware of them, but don't do anything that they tell you to do. Don't argue with them. Don't call them you. And the light that is allowing you to see the thought will destroy the thought, the darkness.
Yes. And I, Jesse, I've been going so strong until service, because you literally were like, forgive others. And you didn't, because I was just curious, like, because I had a long-term ex that I believe also played a part in getting me angry as a young child. I went through a lot with him. I don't believe it was just my parents. And then I had a thought that my dad got me angry at my mom, or for whatever. I've just been having, like, thoughts that I need to go to these people.
No, you don't need to go. Like, when I say forgive all, it just means now that you understand what's driving you, you understand those people can help themselves either. And in understanding
yes.
that, you won't judge them.
Right.
It
so you don't need to go back.
No, that's ridiculous.
Like, and go forgive. So yeah, like you don't need. So you literally just are supposed to apologize for resenting your mom and dad. And that's it.
Yes. Because once you realize okay. you're wrong for judging them, then judgment, the spirit of judgment will be taken away from you. And
yes.
you'll be free from it. And you will understand that whatever else you have been doing in life, it was because of the darkness in yourself and
100%.
In other people. So you don't need to go around and apologize to everybody. What?
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking. And I had that common sense. But when you said that, it just... And I just want to let you know. So, like, even if my dad did turn me against my mom first, or my mom turned me against my dad first, it doesn't matter. It just, all that matters is that I apologize for resenting both of them.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you definitely think that I am listening to thoughts.
I know you're listening to thoughts.
Because I want to let you know, and I know this is going to help other people, because I feel how heavy it is in me. It feels so much like death. Like, I feel so much pain not listening to those thoughts, but they find any reason to, like, they went through like 10 different people that I've resented in my life and judged, and they were like, you need to go forgive your long-term ex, you need to go do this, you need to go forgive this person, you need to go say sorry to this person. And I'm like, this is crazy. There's no way God would have me going around like that. Like, it just didn't seem right, you know.
But you know that it's not right, because you know that all thoughts are all lies. And when
okay.
you listen to them, you go unconscious. You go back into time and into the
yes.
darkness, and now you're confused
yes.
about everything. Just stay
yes.
present. Practice staying present.
Okay, so literally it's apologizing for resenting your mom and dad, and then you're done with forgiveness.
You going to have me say yes to that again?
No.
you just asked me that.
I was just solidifying it all at the end, but yes, I know. That is right.
But don't let the thoughts tell you, oh, you need to go again. Stop it. Stop listening to them, be aware of them, okay. But don't believe, just be aware of it. Be conscious of the thoughts so that you can overcome them.
I just wanted to ask, why is Satan, this has been like more than anything in my life, he is constantly going back to the forgiveness. I know other people say that too, but like, why is he so like I've done it. It's done. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, I still see anger come up. I see anger come up inside me and I watch it and I let it go. Cause I've dropped my anger. Meaning like if it comes up inside me and I feel it, I don't believe it's me. And I know it's not me because I would never make myself feel that way. So I know I've dropped my anger, but I just feel like he finds any reason to be like, if you get angry or if you get fearful, then you haven't really done what you were supposed to. You haven't really forgiven. Like, he just constantly makes me think that I haven't done what I've already done in my heart and physically.
And when he talks to you about those things, what do you do?
I tremble, to be honest with you, and it's really hard for me not to believe it because it's like the anger or whatever is coming up inside me in that moment feels so heavy. So it's so hard not to believe the thoughts. And now I know that we're talking right now, like, I'm done with the forgiveness. I don't need to do anything more. But it's just like he finds something to make me feel like I haven't done what I'm supposed to do or what I've already done.
Christ said, in order to have a life, you got to give up a life.
Okay.
And the life that you have to give up is this life that you're speaking of right now. Oh, the devil tell me this. The thoughts will tell me this. That's not you that you have identified with. And you must endure that by doing nothing about it but being aware so that the spirit of truth can destroy that and you will live once you die from that.
Okay. And I do want to clarify, not that I'm trying to ask again, but so just for understanding.
You're about to ask me the same thing again.
No.
You're trying to trick me.
No.
Get behind me, Satan.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm just curious, like, why you technically don't have to go to people that you have really resented or got angry at.
We just went over that. You're tricking me and trying to ask it a different way.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know I can't help myself. I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand why it's only the parents you have to do.
But once you forgive them, you understand everybody else that they can help themselves, so you hold nothing against no one.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's really nice. That way people don't have to go around the whole world and,
why
say sorry to everybody.
Why are you repeating it? You still listen to the devil. And you're trying to convince yourself, and you can't do that. You can't convince yourself.
So what you advise I do right now?
That you just calm down, be aware of those thoughts, and let them pass.
Okay. So I'm not going to ask you, but I know for myself, I'm done with the forgiveness. I need to drop the thoughts about it and know I did what I was supposed to
do.
You
can't drop the thoughts. You just be aware of the thoughts.
Be aware of them when they come up and do nothing. So don't freak out and go around.
Stop tripping right now. You're tripping. You repeated yourself again.
I'm trying not to, trust me. I don't like the feeling of this. Okay. Okay. I'll endure it. I know that's the life I have to give up, like you said, and it's important that I do so in the time I do have to live. So I think it's just best I endure it and be confident. I mean, I know I can't do anything. It's going to feel
the same. You can't be confident. Be weak.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel weak about it. It does suck and it's very painful, but I want it more than it hurts, if that makes sense.
Well, then calm down and let it hurt.
Okay.
Let it happen. Let it die because it's only hurting because it doesn't want to leave you. And the pain that you're feeling is not your pain. You're not the pain. You're not the thoughts. Yes, you feel the pain in your body, but you're not your body. You need to relax.
Yeah. And he's so clever with the way he does this. Like, when you say your brain, it goes beyond measures, like, what you can think. It's so true because he'll bring up things that, like, and just does things in a certain way to really make you think that you are your pain and you need to do this and you need to do that to keep alive inside you. So I guess I just have to be very aware of that no matter what I'm doing in life. And eventually God will take that away from me. Do you advise that too with like the anger and the fear, like when it comes up and feels super painful that you just watch it?
You have no other choice if you want to be free.
And don't think about, oh my God, how long, how much time is this going to take?
You're trying to convince yourself right now. You already know that.
Yeah. Okay. It's really just the thoughts. I need to watch the thoughts, not identify with them, no matter what they're saying.
You know that and too.
I do know that. Okay. All right. I needed just a little bit of encouragement and you know, you really helped me just push myself in the right direction, because sometimes I feel like I can give into thoughts and it's really painful to do that.
I totally understand that, but calm down. Mm-hmm. And just know that what's going through your mind are thoughts, and you're believing the thoughts, so you're feeling the pain, and the pain want to make you go and apologize to the world. And then if you do that, it's going to tell you to do it some more. Oh, you forgot LMA. Remember LMA 100 years ago when you ran into LMA? Oh, and then you got to find LMA.
It was about to drive you insane. Why I'm married.
What?
So it was about to tell me to, like, go forgive my ex why I'm married. I'm like, Corey, you can't do that. Like, yeah, that's what the thoughts were telling me. Oh, it was telling me to go forgive one of my exes while I'm literally married. So it's just, like, crazy the way
it's
making me.
Go forgive one of your exes while you're married? What does that mean?
Like, that's what these thoughts are telling me to do, to just, like, keep going back to forgiveness. Yes.
You have children?
No.
Oh. And how long you been married?
For, like, 2 months.
For 2 months?
Yeah.
Oh. And so it's telling you to go and forgive... Even though you're married now, moving on with your life, right?
Yes, yeah.
Are you legally married?
Yes.
Well, just calm down. You'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I realized when it was telling me to go forgive my ex, I'm like, that's not even, like, you can't do that, Cora. Like, that's, because I don't even hold anything against anyone. I feel like it has been released when
Corey,
I forgave my parents.
Cora, stop trying to convince yourself.
Okay.
Stop trying to, it's enough to know that those are not my thoughts. I see those thoughts. I feel the pain, but it's not me. Quietly know that. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, and honestly, during the day. Yeah. And it is getting really hard, because in those moments, I just keep getting told that, like, I'm not going to be welcome into heaven because A, B, C, and D with the forgiveness or this or that. And it's just so hard to sit in that and not
identify with the streams of thoughts that you're having, all right?
Okay.
And don't be talking to it. You give it a life by communicating with it. Just be aware, don't try to convince.
Yeah, okay. And it's going to be hard and painful, and I know that.
Don't worry about that either.
Okay.
Have a wait and see about everything, all right?
Yeah.
Call me again,
great.
Cora.
Okay.
All right, I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Hate coming in with the hate news. 2 more hours to go.
I
back in a moment.
That are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of exciting stuff going on in the world right now. Or mess, also known as mess. such as the Ukraine mess. Is it going to get cleaned up by our greatest president, Trump? And mail-in ballots. Interesting, huh? Mail-in ballots drama. And the Texas legislature. The redistricting mess. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, as you see with this man right here on the horse. August 19th, Happy Men's History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And he will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the Super Chats and more great stories. But it is fake news, not fake news. Comment on. Oh, by the way, ladies, Women's Forum is third Thursday of the month. That's in three nights. Not tonight, not tomorrow night, but the following night, right? Thursday night, third Thursday of the month, the 21st of August, 2025 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond, right here in Los Angeles. Rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need info, or you can call the Bond office if you need info. 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Women's Forums, third Thursday for ladies only, 7 p.m. Men's Forums, first Thursday for the men only, 7 p.m. Typically, right? Typically. Typically first, typically third. Occasionally canceled, but it's not canceled. It's happening. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, even as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and seven European leaders, so-called, they met at the White on the Inside White House yesterday during Men's History Month to discuss efforts to end the Ukraine's war against Russia as Russia is dominating them largely. Moscow was engaging in their largest aerial assault in the Ukraine in weeks. The Ukraine Air Force said Russia fired 270 drones and 10 missiles overnight, killing at least 8 people and wounding 54 others. Terrible. I guess Putin is kind of not necessarily full-blown peaceful at the moment. Amid continued violence, diplomatic talks in Washington, D.C. managed to secure the potential of a bilateral meeting between Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin, the most interesting man in the world, as well as a willingness on the other part of the United States to work on security guarantees for the Ukraine. Part of the guarantees included plans for Ukraine to purchase $90 billion in U.S. weapons through European funding. Negotiations in Ukraine's security guarantees are expected to continue today. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, oh Lord, he looks alpha, but he's beta, I think. He's like a liberal, told the BBC that to avoid further bloodshed, so-called European leaders remained keen to see a ceasefire enacted before Zelensky meets with Putin. We'll see what happens. Our greatest President Trump announced Monday, meanwhile in America, that he will sign an EO, an executive order aimed at getting rid of mail-in ballots. In a post on his social media site, Truth Social, he truthed. Mail-in ballots are highly inaccurate. And Commie Nonsense disputes that, right? The effort to abolish mail-in voting would be opposed by Democrats because they cheat at levels never seen before, said Trump. I disclaim. The United States is the only country in the world that uses mail-in voting because all the others gave it up due to massive voter fraud, said Trump. According to Daniel Dale, senior reporter and fact-checker with Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, all of these claims are false, he claims. Mail-in voting is a legitimate method, they say, used by legitimate voters to cast legitimate ballots. And maybe some others beyond just those, perhaps. Experts say while the incidence of fraud tends to be marginally higher with mail-in ballots than with in-person ballots, fraud rates in federal elections are minuscule, even with mail-in ballots, they claim. But maybe the point is not to get caught, and so maybe they're just not catching it. But I don't know. There's no basis for the assertion of massive cheating, says CNN. So they're trying to, and then they say other countries use mail-in voting too. Incidentally, most of them white. Or once white. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour two.
Some
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a doozy. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? What an amazing question, huh? That's like one of those, like, wow. I know the answer to that. I can hear it now. It's an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're not able to just sit and watch the show right now, you can podcast. And when you get back home or wherever, you can watch it. But you still can be listening to the show live. Anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. So you can be listening to the show on your iPhone. On your iPhone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate, we were laughing about the iPhone because I've been saying for 35 years, iPhone, iPad. Excuse me. And hate been yelling at me saying, it's not iPhone, iPad. You can't listen to the call on your iPad. But someone told me to say iPad. And so finally now I'm just saying iPhone. And now I hate throwing in something else, an Android. iPhone. Why are you throwing in Android now?
We agreed yesterday, just say phone. And then you're putting an iPhone in on it. Not everybody has an iPhone. You just call the listen line on your phone.
What? Yeah.
So then you said iPhone. Now you have to say iPhone or Android because that's the other phone that people have.
So I just need to say phone?
Yeah, phone.
White people are a mess. The white man always trying to keep the black man down.
Fact.
Amazing. La, la, la. Okay, so phone. So if I say phone, I don't need to say Android, right?
Right.
Okay. You can call the listen line on your phone at 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. A spiritual battle, warfare between good and evil. Know thyself. If you want to be free, you must know yourself. Really, it's going to blow your mind if you're serious about it. Know thyself. You can be the controller of your own world. Really. You can own your own world. But you got to take control by knowing yourself. I want to go to Donald out of Tennessee. Donald, you are on the air.
What's going on, JP?
All is well, Donald.
Yeah, I got to agree with you about women in general. I just don't believe a woman's fit to run anything, maybe get a promotion at a job. That's about it. But Father Was is holding a real representation of something over people, I don't believe. Because if you notice, I go way back to the Bible. I just believe that when Eve was disobedient in the Garden of Eden, that was the rights and the chance that women had to be able to be leaders or something. And when Eve was tempted by Satan, women lost their rights.
And well, even back then, before Eve listened to the serpent, Eve listened to her husband, and she had no desire to be a leader of anything, because being a woman and a daughter of God, she had perfect peace. It's only women who are been turned away from their father who want to leave because they're insecure. They're trying to find something to make themselves feel better, even though it doesn't work.
And I agree with you, Jesse. I just don't understand why, in the times that we're living now, why do so many women want to be in a man's place?
Because they're in a fallen state, and the spirit of the woman, which is not her own, it's the spirit of evil, is jealous of the spirit of the man, which is the spirit of God. And so that female is jealous of the man, and that thing is working through her to try to destroy that man, embarrass him, destroy his children. And it's not her, but it's the spirit that made a home in her, because she now resents her father.
And if you notice, the times we're living in, also now, Jesse, you have women that are getting better positions or better pays when it comes to, you know, being stable or having a job. More women, I believe, today are getting paid better than a man are getting paid.
They are. That's the whole setup. Evil is working overtime to put that woman over the man, over the children, so that it can, through the woman, it can destroy the world. And so in every area of life, and if you notice, the Christian women don't, it's in support of being over men. This conservative females are in control, in support of being over men. The liberals are in support, the Democrats, the Republican women. Except for those women who are starting to work on themselves, women, the spirit of the woman, which is the spirit of evil, is in support of destroying the man, because it hates the image of God.
And that's why it's so important, Jesse, like you said, to always follow what the word of God said and what God says do.
Yes.
Because when you are out of order with the word of God and what God tells you to do, then you are in order with Satan.
One with evil, absolutely.
Yep, you're in order with Satan. So yep. You're basically doing everything that the devil wants you to do. 100%. You're doing everything that he's saying that God says not do. You're doing what the devil says.
100%. Thank you, Donna. I appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to the UK. Heard around the world. Talk to Don. Don, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Don.
It's always very surreal to talk to you.
Amazing.
So basically, I've noticed that the more I watch your show and listen to your bond meetings, nothing really improves with me. In fact, I feel like I only get worse.
Go ahead.
Well, I just start to just descend deeper into just thinking, just obsessing over watching thoughts, and I make that my life purpose, I guess, and I never really move anywhere. Like, no significant change actually happens. Like, I still find myself to be scared of taking actions or making decisions, or at times being honest with others. And I noticed that if I'm honest with myself about this, and if I stop watching or listening to you, then things improve. Can I have your take on that? Can you shed some light on what's going on?
So I hear beauty. So when you're hearing the truth, it seems as though you're getting worse. And that's what's happening. When you hear the truth and you welcome the truth to come in, things will get worse. But it's not getting worse for you. It's getting worse for the spirits that made a home in you, because it ate the light. They don't want you to hear the truth. So they are getting worse, but they're trying to make you think you are getting worse. And so when it's time for you to speak up to people or whatever, in your weakness, in your fear, you speak up anyway. Don't try to be strong to speak up. You start speaking up anyway, and things will change automatically.
Okay, I do believe what you say. Even as I speak to you, I'm trembling right now. But
and why are you trembling?
The demons in me are trembling.
100%.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So when you say to speak up or to be honest and speak the truth, basically, it's almost like, even right now, do you hear these very long pauses? It's I almost find it impossible to just communicate and get my words out, because the pain in me is just too great. I don't know how to communicate and express myself and even speak up.
Well, you got to start where you are. You start in a small way of speaking up, and then if someone get mad at you or overreact, or you're afraid that they're going to overreact, watch your reaction on the inside and don't call it you. You will see that even the fear that you're having that somebody else is going to overreact because you're speaking up, you would just see that, do nothing about it, and all will be taken away from you. You want to, you know, Paul said in the Bible, in the Word, I die daily, something like that. And so you want to die daily by being aware of what's happening on the inside of you, but don't call it you. Whatever needs to happen to the ego, because that's what it is, let it happen and do nothing about it and don't call it you. You'll be fine. And who are you?
I am me.
And who are you?
I don't know.
When you say you am me, what do you mean?
Whatever it is that I am.
And where are you?
I don't know.
Nice. And so it's nice to know that you don't know, so don't make up all these false identities. Don't be thinking on my thoughts, on my emotions, I'm a plumber, I'm a son of God, I'm all this. You want to die from all identities. And so what's happening is, in the fear of speaking up, if you just say what you need to say anyway, but tremble while saying it, you're dying from the old false identity. The spirit of fear is being taken away from you. You are not to fear. You are none of those things, but you've been thinking all your life that you are, and you're afraid to die from that, because who will I be if I don't be afraid? Who will I be if I don't be rich? Who will I be if I will be nice? You know, all false identities.
I was actually speaking to my brother on the similar theme, in that I told him that we don't have to live a life of stress and worry and anxiety.
That's right.
And that the way to do it is to just simply stop. But when I actually do that, I don't know what to do with myself, because if it's not the stress or anxiety that drives me to, you know, accumulate resources and pursue stuff, I just don't know what to do with myself. And
but you're not.
I'm just shaking, and I feel so directionless and lost, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Beautiful. Do nothing.
But if I do nothing, what will become of me?
You will become real. The real you will appear. Go to work, make your money. Don't be in competition with anyone. Don't try to have what someone else have. Don't try to be like anyone else. Just be nothing. Simply live your life. Not in comparison to anyone or try to be like anyone or anything. Why can't you just be you? You have a roof over your head. You have a meal on your table. Why can't you have perfect peace with that?
Because I fall into resentment and ingratitude.
You fall into thoughts. You got to practice being present. That's all you need to do. Be aware of what's happening inside of you, those thoughts and things like that. Just be aware of that. Be aware. Don't call them you. Live with them, walk with them, sleep with them, eat with them, but don't call them you. And just be aware of them, and don't call them you. I promise you, Don, eventually they will all depart from you, and you will have a clear mind, and you will have perfect peace. But you got to let that happen. You know, Christ said, come to me as you are, something like that. Bring all your troubles unto me. So you go to the light by being aware of these thoughts and things, and fear and trembling and doubt and worry and insecurity and depression and suicidal thought, or whatever it is. Do nothing about it, but just be aware. And I promise you, man, it'll be taken away from you, and you will be free. You were created to be free from all those things.
I agree.
Yeah, not to live in those things, not to be those things.
I believe I've experienced the reality you talk about.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask if it's possible to fall away from it, because I feel like that's what happened to me. And ever since then, I'm just looking for my way back.
No, it's not possible. All you're doing is going unconscious. You're going back into your imagination, and it feels like you're falling away. But you're just going unconscious. So 1,000 times a day, when you find yourself lost in your head, come back to being present. Be aware of your body. Be aware of the present. You're fine. Eventually, you will go unconscious because you will be of the light, meaning that you will be present at all times eventually. But you're only going unconscious because you've been living that way all your day, all your life.
No, well, yes, but there was a brief period in time where I felt free, as in nothing in the world tempted me. Like, women had no power over me, I didn't care what job I worked or what people thought. Or
well, come back to consciousness. It's you there. You'll be fine.
That's the reality I was experiencing, and I fell away from it. And
well, just come back to consciousness. Be aware of your body or something that's present, and you're fine. You haven't lost anything.
But even with this said, I still fail to come back to it.
Back to being present?
Yes, I still end up seeking and searching and striving and for, you know, being present. Being present, I fell into the trap of the seeking and searching and working for being present.
No, you don't have to do all that. You just be present. You know, when I say be present, be aware of yourself walking from one room to another one. Be aware of yourself getting in and out of your car. Be aware of yourself when you're speaking to others. Be aware of what's happening on the inside of you while you're talking to others. You might feel fear. You might feel uncertainty. Just be aware of that and be aware of yourself. And it changes by itself. There's nothing you can do about it but be aware of what's happening inside of you. Instead of in your head thinking about the past or the future, which is an illusion, and that's where evil lives. Evil lives in this illusion of the past or the future, which doesn't even exist at all. What happened then, it's not happening now.
I agree. I do agree, but doing it and living it is a different, completely different to agreeing to it.
Well, just practice when you're caught up in your head, worried about what's going to happen or has happened or whatever, just become aware of, oh, I'm in my head right now, and then come back to your body, be aware of your body, because your body is always in the present. Your mind can have you somewhere else. Your body can be in your room right now, but your mind can be in Mississippi. Or your mind could be last year, or so it's lost, right? But so just come back to your body. Be aware of your body.
Okay. Can I ask one more question before
yes, sir.
I go?
Yeah.
It's about decision making. So what really drives me into unconsciousness is making decisions, because I just get caught up in thoughts of evaluating which one's the right one and which one will make me suffer. And the moment I have to choose or decide between something, that's when I fall into thoughts. So my question is how do I make better decisions, or how do I know which decision will minimize suffering? Or
you make decision by stop making decision. Stop making decision; they'll be made for you.
So basically, do nothing until it's clear what to do.
100%. When you're hungry, you go eat. When it's time to go to work, you go to work. When it's time to buy a house, you will buy a house. The decision will be made for you. Stop making decisions. You're not making decisions because you're not in control of anything. When you're in your emotions, in your head, you're controlled by evil. And evil makes the decisions. When you're out of your head, you're controlled by good, and good makes the decisions. You don't have to make any decisions. You can't make decisions. Anyone that makes decisions always make the wrong decision. Every relationship that everybody is in is not working because they made a decision. This is who they want to be with. And they always pick the wrong person.
Yeah, I agree.
So stop making decisions.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Honestly, it's what I've been trying to do, but I guess thoughts are tormenting me because right now I am Well, like I said, the last time I called you, I don't expect you to remember.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't expect you to remember.
But so, they want you to make decisions, those thoughts, and then when you make those decisions, they laugh at you. And then they give you, you make the wrong decision, they laugh, and then they give you another decision, and you make that decision, and they laugh, and then you make another decision they give you, and then you cry, and they're still laughing at you. You're consulting with evil when you make decisions.
Yeah. So as I was saying, I'm currently unemployed, and I literally just don't know what to do with myself.
How about get up and go find a job? That decision you made, you need a job, right?
Yeah, but I don't want a job.
Well, then suffer. Why you don't want a job? Are you rich?
No.
Why you don't want a job?
Because I struggle to commit to them, and I end up leaving them, and I often stress myself out at them, and I see the pattern, and I think to myself, I need to investigate what's going on with me before I make some dumb decision and get another job, just like the ones I had where I leave them anyway.
And who are you?
I already told you, I don't know.
So then why do you say you keep making those decisions? You do this at the job, you this. If you don't know who you are, why do you say you are doing those things?
Because that's all I know. That's
right.
It feels like me.
But it's not you. Get up and go to work, man. Get yourself a job. Be aware of those thoughts. Stop calling them you. You'll be fine. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and every night?
Yeah.
Every morning, every night?
Every morning, every night, sometimes even in the middle of the day.
Good. So just practice being present and go to work. Do your, you know, have your dinner. You'll be fine. Those things don't want you to be free, so they're really tormenting you right now, because if you stay with the light working on yourself, those things will have to go and find a home in somebody else, and in the meantime, they'll be homeless until they can find another body to live in. And they don't want you to know it's not you.
So, in my perspective, you're basically describing a life of just go to work, do nothing, and just endure.
Absolutely. 100%.
Is that all there is to life?
No. That's, you don't even know what life is. You only know death. You don't know what life is because you've been living a false life, which is death, which is the ego life. If you let this happen so and let the light of God take it away from you, then you shall have life. You don't have life right now. You just have death. Everyone who lives in their imagination, who have thoughts and emotions, are dead. Their eyes are open. They're barely breathing, but they are dead. Life will come when the ego life dies. You have no clue what life is at this point.
Yeah, I can't say that I do, but one thing I am fairly certain of is that I am mentally ill or crazy in some way.
People, men and women, no matter who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Or resentful, or mentally ill. They're retarded.
Yeah, I'm very up and down. I'm very unstable.
Yeah. Everyone that has anger has the same problem.
But I forgave my parents, so.
Right. So now just watch it, not you, and you'll be fine, all right?
But it's been a few years now.
I don't care if it takes 100 years. Endure to the end, man. I got to run. Call me again. Back in a moment.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now.
Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee. Have perfect peace right here on earth. Right now, if you wanted it. The sun came so that you may have peace and perfect peace. You don't have to be miserable. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to be depressed or stressed or worried or friendless or marriedless. You can have perfect peace. It's up to you. By the way, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. And James Hake is on fire. The white man with the good hair, he ain't afraid of the black. He's like, what the? Hake used to use the N-word right here on the show, in the office, everywhere. And he wasn't saying nigga rah-rah. He said the real deal. He's on fire. And after the Hake Report, the American anchor baby, and the anchor baby is flying high. He's back in the plane. He learned to be a pilot on YouTube before AI came out, was invented. And he's on fire. I heard his show yesterday. I got a chance to hear some of it. And I heard this discussion about the homeless people, and it was interesting. And besides other discussions, too, but check it out. The energy. He has the energy of Donald Trump. I'm wondering, is he the son of Donald Trump from a different mother? Yeah, they have the same energy from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The ladies' forum is this Thursday, ladies for ladies only, every third Thursday of the month. So ladies, come on down, and the ladies are on fire this year. The theme is to be present this year. The ladies are starting out with presence, being aware of themselves. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, third Thursday of the month. Let me go quickly to first-time call out of Ohio, Jackson. Jackson's been waiting a long time. Jackson, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, that's no problem, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
All right. I'm happy to talk to you, man.
Thank you, and happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just had a question, kind of, I guess the other day, I'd forgiven my mom, kind of sporadically. Like, it had just come to me while we were arguing that, I guess it was a thought that said to forgive her, but I had already forgiven her about three times 2 years ago when I had, first found you. And I kind of stopped watching you and following you for those 2 years in between. And I don't know, when I did it, it felt good. But I feel like I'm latching on to it. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just stuck in my head about it and thinking that I didn't do the right thing or said the wrong things.
And your question is what?
I'm not sure if I'm just in my head about it.
Yep, you're definitely just in your head about it. You don't need to go back and forgive anymore. You just practice being present and be aware of those thoughts trying to convince you to go back and, oh, you didn't do it right, you didn't say it right. Be aware of that, but do nothing about it. And you just practice being aware, and you'll be fine, I promise you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've been practicing silent prayer for like 3 days since that. And I've also noticed, I guess I just had this thought, like, how can I want good things, like health, without it being ego? Like, I want good health.
Let God will be done. You know what, God, if you want me healed, I know you can do it. You want me to get well, I know you'll do it, but don't worry about it. Don't think about it. And, you know, watch how you eat, do your exercises, and just one thing at one day at a time, you'll be fine. Are you in bad health now?
No.
So why are you concerned about good health?
I guess I have been in bad health in the past.
You guess you have, or you have?
Honestly, maybe I was in my head about it. I wouldn't say it was bad, but I kind of did have some issues, but they weren't as bad as I would say.
Yeah, Jackson, you're fine. You just... There's nothing wrong with good health, so make sure you eat right, get enough rest, and drink some water, and you'll be fine. You don't have to worry about that.
So that's more of like a practical thought, because I can get, I guess, caught in like obsessive about it, where that's like my identity.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to make anything your identity. Don't even make being healthy your identity. You want no more identities. You want to be free.
Okay. All right. I feel like I'm starting to see that a lot.
Yeah, you could be healthy without having an identity or being healthy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I feel like that's been my identity for so long. It doesn't really make sense sometimes.
No, because if you make it your identity, I got to be healthy. I got to do this. Then you're going to be stressing out over that, because now you got this idea, I got to be healthy. You're going to be afraid not to be healthy. And so you're going to overdo that. But if you didn't have the identity of being healthy or not being healthy, you'll be fine. You'll do the right thing.
No, that's true. I feel like, well, I try to be healthier. I actually start to fall into unhealthy,
yes,
like habits, and I noticed, like I'll do something that I know is bad for me,
yeah,
and it'll feel really good. I noticed that.
Yeah, and, if you don't have a up, there is no down. If you have a down, you got a up. You got a up, you got a down. But if you had neither one of those, you're fine.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. Most callers answered kind of my questions, honestly.
All right. Well, stay with it, all right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing.
Take care.
Let me go to Pearl Davis. Oh, Pearl, God. Call me back, Pearl. What the? Let me go to Tony out of California. Let's see here. Tony out of California. Yeah. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How the heck are you?
All is well, Tony.
Wonderful, wonderful. I see you still praising this devil you call the Great White Hope. How can you give this man so much honor and praise when you know deep in your heart and soul that he's a pedophile, he's a liar, he's a racist, he's everything under the sun that God disagrees with?
I don't know that about him at all. You know that about him?
Jesse, come on.
Do you know that about him?
You said that some years ago.
Do you know that about him?
And the thing is,
Don't I ask you one more time.
About, yeah.
Do you know that about him?
Look, yes. If I didn't know nothing about him, I wouldn't have spoken on it, Justin.
Tony, how do you know those things about him?
Because you got photos and move and on the TV that
at your house
has seen on TV.
Tony, okay? How do you know that about him?
I just told you, Jesse. Can you hear?
How do you know that about him, Tony?
We used to watch him.
Tony,
used to do
how do you know that about him?
Come on, Jesse. What kind of game are you playing, man? Can we have an adult conversation?
I'm trying to talk to you.
But you won't listen.
Let's say that those things are true about him, right?
Okay, then. What's the problem with you then?
It's not true at all, but let's say it is. What business is it of yours?
Because he represents the United States, and we got a pedophile representing the United States.
What business is it of yours?
I live here in this country. I pay taxes here in this country. I run a business in this country.
Tony.
And you voted for this man to be president.
Tony, what business is it of yours?
Jesse, why are you repeating yourself? Did you take your medication?
What is it about you that makes you think you can judge Donald Trump?
What business is yours to tell people that he's all this?
That's not the answer. What business is it of yours? What is it so great about you that you think you can judge Donald Trump?
I'm not a pedophile. I don't deal with children.
Tony,
what is it about you? I'm telling you, Jesse, you're not listening.
Are you good, Tony?
Am I good? What is good, Jesse? Nobody's good, Jesse.
Are you good, Tony?
Nobody's good, Jesse. I just said it. Why do you keep repeating yourself?
Are you good, Tony?
Nobody's good, Jesse.
One more time. Are you good, Tony?
No, I'm not good. I'm great.
So what gives you the right to judge Donald Trump when you're no good?
Because I'm great, Jesse.
Bye, Tony. 888. I'm wasting my time there. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Spirit Girl 13 says, biblical question answer.
What? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
Jesus. Without knowing him, I don't know God, she says.
Amazing. Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Chill and lean. Jesse, I have a question. Which comes first, anger or fear?
Anger or fear. You can't have fear unless you have anger. So the anger comes first, the judgment.
Anthony, thank you. Chill and lean.
That's why when you dropped your anger, the fear disappeared too. It's like one of the children of anger or resentment. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony says, morning, partner.
Good morning.
Rhode Island AG, drunk arrested for resisting.
What?
I hadn't heard about that.
Repeat that.
Anthony seems to be claiming that the Rhode Island Attorney General, you know, the state, was drunk and arrested for resisting.
I'm not aware of that at all, but
I hadn't heard.
Thank you.
Joe G asks, did anyone see Cal State LA's new president? The entire ceremony was all women. So it's like an all-girls college now.
I'm telling you, the devil is putting women in charge, and it's not in the woman's nature to lead. Look how messed up the children end up becoming when the woman is left alone to raise the children. And you put in that, the woman in charge of the country, things are getting bad. I have some more stuff for you as we move forward. As a result of women being in, men giving this position over to women. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee with a heart. Nice.
Thank you, Nikki. Amazing.
Someone three coffees. I was doing the silent prayer last night. Also asked God to give me the same energy as the anchor baby and the great white hope. Woke up with more energy. I know what to do with. Was that God or the Punchy's coffee?
I rest my case. Maybe both. Nick, you don't drink coffee, do you?
No.
I've never seen Nick drink. I've just realized I've never seen him drink. That doesn't mean he doesn't. I just never seen him drink coffee.
Yep.
Which are amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. Nothing is, quote unquote, painful. That's just another thought.
That's right.
Anthony again, believe those stats from Democrat cities? No.
That's right. With, they hate Donald Trump.
With or without you, you too, cleaning up the cities.
Right on.
That's Trump, with or without those people, liberals.
He loves you enough to clean your city up even if you don't appreciate it. Amazing.
Steven says the best is always ahead, brothers. Love like never before. Keep the love of God first and be eternally grateful for now. Love you guys.
Right on. Thank you. And I appreciate that. And thank you for your support.
Fazul, yeehaw. It's Tuesday. Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mike Young says, rest in peace. Terrence Stamp, also known as General Zod from the movie Superman.
Right
one
on.
One of the Superman movies.
They have a new Superman thing, right?
They have.
Is he beta?
Yeah, a little bit. All so Supermans are beta.
They started making Superman beta. Superman used to not be beta.
Oh, no, he always was.
Even in the good old days?
Well.
When he had Lois?
From Christopher Reeves on forward, they were all beta.
Superman was beta in the good old days?
In the 80s, yes.
Remember he used to go into the telephone booth. He was beta then?
I don't know about that one. That's before my time.
I think so. I know Superman used to be alpha.
But it was not Christian.
Because Lois Lane used to obey Superman.
Nice. New Shoot 123 over on BitChute. Did you know we're streaming live on BitChute.com?
Right on. Thank you, BitChute.
What in the world? In a bizarre rant, Trump suggested he's worried he'll spend eternity in hell when he dies. Trump, quote, I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I hear I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole.
I love that. Right on. Thank you.
Guilty conscience. Eric Five Coffees, you tell yourself a story every day called My Life, and it creates all your suffering. All suffering ends when you stop believing stories,
right,
says he.
Stop believing the lie.
Pastor Chatelet on pill.net, 111 gold pills, biblical question, hashtag Team Christ.
Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
Sounds like he's saying Jesus.
Right on. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Pit Stop says, love your message, Jesse. Stay well, my friend. He black.
I will. He black. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Thank you to the supporters on the DLive crew, of course. And let me just double check. I think that's all for now, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you all so much. Amazing. What's that?
That's when a crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. That's what it sounds like when only way louder.
Amazing. Let me go quickly to Brian out of New Orleans. Louisiana. Brian, happy Men's History Month. Yes. You're on the air.
Yes, how are you, Josh? How you doing?
All is well, Brian. Happy Men's History Month.
I ain't no such thing, so you ain't going to get my blessing on that. Ain't no such thing.
What do you mean?
Ain't no such thing.
What do you mean, ain't no such thing?
Ain't no such thing. It's not on account of nowhere. So you don't
speak
no
up a little bit, Brian.
What?
Speak up a little bit on your phone. Into your phone.
I'm speaking into my phone.
Oh. When you say ain't no such thing, you mean there are no such thing as Men's History Month?
Nope. Nope.
No, August no is Men's History Month. You didn't know that?
You know, I don't care what you made up. You made up a lot of shit. I made up a lot of stuff.
How about White History Month? July White History Month.
No, hell no. Hell no, ain't no such thing.
How about Black History Month?
Yes, that was what was made up.
So you say yes to Black History Month, but not White History Month, nor Men's History Month.
No.
That doesn't make any sense, man.
It don't make any sense. How's it going to be White History Month? What good white people did besides mess everything up?
If it wasn't for white people, you wouldn't be here.
No. If it wasn't for Black people, they wouldn't be here. We wouldn't even be together. Now you know that.
No.
What white people did for the nation?
Okay, good question. Let me tell you what they did. They discovered and created the greatest country on this side of heaven, right?
Okay, time to start now.
And then as a result of that, you were able to come here from Africa. Otherwise, you'd be stuck in Africa, and you wouldn't want that.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. It was always a free country.
No, it wasn't.
Always.
No.
Yes, it was. It was always a free country.
When?
White people took it over. White people just took over.
When was it a free country, man?
They brought up the stupid racism shit.
Brian, when was it a free country?
No, it was never a free country. Where you got in there?
It wasn't a free country until the white man came.
The white man didn't come and did nothing for us. We did everything. We made everything possible for us
like
to have
what?
This.
Like what?
The opportunities that we have.
Like what?
You got your podcast right now.
Like
what?
Well,
got your podcast.
Brian, what did you people do to make America?
What did you people do to make America? Right. What did you people do?
Right.
Don't talk that you people stuff to me. Don't talk to that stuff to me. What did you do to make everything better?
Brian, what did you
What did
people...
you do?
Brian.
What did you do?
Brian.
What did you do, black man? What did you do, black
Brian,
man? What did you
to
do?
This, Brian, hold on, man. Calm down. You said that you people, the blacks.
Oh, no, wait. Don't talk to you people. What do you mean? You black, too. You're black as me. Don't say you people. What you people did. You people do. You black, too. What you did.
Brian.
What you did?
Brian, I didn't do anything. It was already here when I was born.
Okay.
So I want to know, and you claim that the blacks
No, what the whites did too?
Huh?
What the whites did too?
So
what the whites did too?
Okay.
What the whites did?
I can tell you what the whites did. Hold on.
What the whites did?
Let me tell you what the whites did.
What the whites did? Beat up on black people and told black people they can't be together.
What do you mean?
What the whites? Okay, I remember a time when the whites said, "Oh, I don't want no African Americans come and eat with us. I don't want to use the bathrooms with the African Americans. I don't want the African Americans they got the same water problems as us."
What was wrong with that?
You remember that?
What was wrong with that?
What you thought was wrong with that?
Brian.
What you thought?
There was nothing
Answer
wrong with
Answer the question.
It.
Don't call my name. What's the question? Answer the question. What you thought was wrong with it?
Brian, I was living in Alabama at the time. Okay.
Hold on. Wait. Let me give you a point.
Hey, hold on. Calm down for a minute. Let me take a breath, all right? Bring it down.
Okay.
All the way down.
Ooh. Don't say to me because you ain't calming me down. You ain't listening to nothing I say. You ain't listening to my point. I definitely ain't listening to your point. But go ahead.
How old are you, Brian?
How old are you?
I'm 76. Am I 76?
Like I didn't even want to know that.
How old are you,
Brian? I'm still not going to tell you.
Why not?
Because what difference does it make?
It makes a big difference.
Why?
Because I will understand what they said that when you get older, you're supposed to become wiser, but you don't sound very wise.
I'm very wise.
How are you wise?
I'm very wise.
In what way?
I'm very wise.
In what way?
What wise are you? How wise are you in what way?
Brian. Brian, I got call me again. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the break. Fake news. Back in a moment.
My book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
It's
some serious mess going on in the world. In the Texas legislature, I had mentioned that last hour, Hurricane Aaron. Is it calming down or is it still running wild over in the Atlantic? And immigration, it's a big mess, but Trump is helping to clean it up. Air Canada, their strike is ending. That's nice. The ketamine queen is the, what is it, fifth, five people? I forget how many people it is pleading guilty in the death of that guy from that degenerate TV show, old TV show, Friends. Remember that guy? He overdosed or something like that. And the feds charged a bunch of people over the death, doctors and drug dealers or whatever. What a mess. And Newsmax has to pay $67 million to Dominion Voting Systems over what Commie Nonsense calls egregious lies about the 2020 election shenanigans. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, August 19th. Happy Men's History Month, AD 2025. And let's see here. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold to get on air with JLP in the third hour. Coming right up. Okay? Coming right up. By the way, ladies, Women's Forum, third Thursday, in this Thursday, the 21st of August, rebuildingtheman.com/events. If you need more info, join your fellow ladies and JLP, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports, when the Texas House Democrats returned to the Capitol in Austin on Monday, House Speaker Dustin Barrows ordered constraints put on their movements. Democrats could only leave the House floor if they received written permission to do so. You must be excused. And if they agreed to be escorted around the clock by law enforcement officers until the chamber reconvenes on Wednesday morning. Okay, what a mess, huh? Texas Republicans' efforts to redraw the state's congressional districts in the middle of the decade stymied when dozens of quorum-breaking Democrat House members left the state. They went to degenerate states like Illinois and maybe New York, maybe other places. What a mess. Although the majority of the returning Democrats complied with Burroughs' demands, Texas State Representative Nicole Collier, whatever, unwilling to be kept under surveillance and instead spent the night on the Texas House floor. Quote, "I refuse to sign away my dignity as a duly elected representative just so Republicans can control my movements and monitor me with police escorts. Sorry, I can't speak or read. So said that Nicole Collier woman, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. I don't know how to pronounce it. Hurricane Erin, E-R-I-N. It's a woman. I mean, it's a female name, properly named storm, right? Has prompted authorities to issue a tropical storm watches for much of North Carolina's Outer Banks, meaning winds of 39 miles an hour to 73 miles an hour are possible within the next 48 hours. Extensive beach erosion, very likely, they say, or is likely, waves of 20 feet or more forecast. That's a big wave. The large Category 3 storm exploded in strength over the weekend, not expected to make landfall. It will spark life-threatening rip currents. You know, that's when you get taken sideways or something out away from shore, maybe. Crazy. Towering waves and storm surges as it tracks up the East Coast this week. 75 rip current rescues already been conducted along North Carolina's southern coast on Monday. Wow. So said officials. So watch out for Hurricane Aaron. A federal judge late last week denied the Trump administration's request to end this policy meant to protect illegal alien children, supposedly, in federal custody. 1997 Flores versus Reno court agreement limited how long U.S. Customs and Border Protection could detain so-called child immigrants, illegals, for 72 hours. You can only hold them like 3 days. What a mess. So they're trying to stop it, but the judges are standing in the way of America. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. (Laughs)
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destin Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, a doozy, a mamma mia, a comatilivu, an hola, si, señor, señor, no, no, señor, no, señor, señor, no question. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in life after love? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, if you're not able to just sit and watch the show because you got to run around, you can listen to the show still on your phone, on your phone, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live anywhere in the world. If you're out protesting, you're trying to stop the Great White Hope, who they now call King, they call him Daddy, they call him Amazing. They even say that he's more than amazing. He is wonderful. Oh, he's so wonderful. You can still be listening to the show on your iPhone. I mean, on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Human beings are evil. You don't know the depths of how wicked you are until you get to know yourself. It's going to blow your mind. Everything about you is evil. There's nothing good in human nature. Zero. You couldn't find good if you had to. In human nature. But that can change if you get to know yourself. I promise you there's a new reality, there's a new world, there's a new way of living inside of you. When you learn to live from within, it's going to be amazing. But most people 99.9, but no, 99.9999% live from without. And not, they don't even know that there's another life somewhere within. What a sad way to live. And as I said in the beginning of the show, I want my country back, but it's not coming back. I have accepted that. And I'm okay with that. Really, I am. My country is no longer Tears of Thee. Land that I love, though I love America, is gone. And it's set up right now so it never returns. And I got proof. I have proof. Smiling faces tell lies. And I got proof. Be aware of the pat on the back. It's only there to hold you back. Amazing, huh? You better be grateful that at least for now, you have the great white hope, Donald Trump. Otherwise, it'll be over already. Really. God forbid that if anyone else had won the presidential thing, it'll be over already. So Donald Trump is kind of holding it together for a little while longer. And they call him king. Who is the man that won't back down when there's trouble all around? Trump. No one knows him like his woman does. Trump. Donald Trump is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Trump, and we can dig it. They have put women in charge of America, and it is over. Whether you like it or not, accept it or not, say it or not, the authority is in the man. It's not in the woman. Women were created to lead. I mean, to follow. Women were created to follow, and men were created to lead. Even in the home, you can prove me wrong. Look at the home where men are not the head of the wives, not the light of the family. The wife and the children suffer. Because the men, even if they're in the home, and they're not the light, and the woman can't look at the light and see the right way to go, she's going to screw your kids up. She's going to screw herself up and you. Because you need the light. And Satan knows that. Eva knows that. And so Eva is working through beta men, weak men, and women to put the woman in charge. And if you notice, everything is going to hell in a handbasket. Look how bad education is because the woman is in charge of education. Look how bad the churches are. The woman has been put in control of the churches. Look how our government gone to hell in a handbasket. Because the women are put in charge. Look how messed up the blacks are. The black female has been put in charge. It's just the way it is. And the truth is not going to change for you. Just because you refuse to seek first the kingdom of heaven and everything will be added to you. You don't want to keep that on your mind. Every decision you make will be the wrong one. Really. It would be impossible to make a right decision. I got proof that as women are being put in so-called leadership, kids don't obey the mother after 3 years old. They need the father to guide them then. After 3 years old, the mother stopped breastfeeding, and mama the child, boy or girl, then the child needs the father to lead them the rest of the way. A return to the father. That doesn't happen. Look at the world. Look at the homes. A mess. No peace in the family at all. Zero peace. It's not in her nature. She can't do something that she doesn't wasn't created to do just because you tell her to do it or let her do it. Here are examples of the my country falling apart as a result of women's so-called leadership. So-called, it's not real. ABC 7, a 16-year-old boy was shot and killed Saturday night at a back-to-school party in Covina, California. Watch this from ABC 7.
Police are trying to piece together what led up to a deadly shooting at a back-to-school pool party.
Candles line the curb in tribute to a teen gunned down at a back-to-school party. Neighbors are stunned.
This is a very peaceful community, and yeah, we're shocked to hear something like this happen.
It happened Saturday, just after 10 p.m. Covina police responded to 911 callers reporting the sound of gunfire off East Camellia Drive. Authorities found this gun on the street.
I hear maybe two-time boom, boom.
Jeff lives nearby and estimates he saw more than 100 teens scattered throughout the crime scene.
Why? Why made this trouble? I don't know why.
Police say the teenage boy had been shot and taken to the hospital, where the 16-year-old was later confirmed dead. Witnesses at the event told us they were surprised how things took a violent turn.
It was a house party. It was supposed to be like a swimming party for everybody.
I have never like heard an incident like this.
Video captured police detaining young people. This person of interest spits at the camera. Another young person shouts the N-word while being detained by police. Investigators say they are still searching for the shooter.
The spirit of evil come through the woman. The anger of the man is that of the woman. He's become like his mother and or grandmother who's never raised him. And it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. You put the woman in charge, and it's not in her. She can only bring anger into the world. There was another violent situation there, team situation, South Carolina. This is from the New York Post. 9 teenagers in South Carolina were arrested in a plot to lure a 16-year-old boy to his death. And even the victim's girlfriend was in on the murderous scheme. This is according to authorities. Watch this from WMBF.
9 people have been charged now in connection to the deadly shooting of a Florence County teenager, 18-year-old Hunter Kendall, 18-year-old Corinne Belviso, and 17-year-old Sydney Kearns, all booked into custody this week on murder charges. Along with 4 new suspects, we are still waiting for the sheriff's office to release their names. This comes after 16-year-old Trey Wright was shot and killed along North First Neck Road in Johnsonville. That was back in June. 2 other suspects, 19-year-old Devin Raper and 17-year-old Gianna Kistenmacher, were previously arrested in this case. And Raper is also charged with murder, we're told. Kistenmacher is charged with accessory before the fact after allegedly driving Raper to the scene of a crime.
Amazing. It's going to only get worse. If you doubt me, look at this same anger that they're talking about here. It's the same anger that's driving black people insane. The blacks are angry because of the resentment of their mothers. I promise you that. And they're yearning for the father. Same thing here. It cannot get better, folks, in the way you're doing it. Do what you want with it, but it's not going to get better. You can prop the woman up as much as you want and feel a thrill from it. You're going to catch hell. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. What a mess, huh? And this has nothing to do with color. The order of the spirit of the Father, God in Christ, Christian man, man of a woman. Nothing else going to work but that. Now, ladies, you can return to the Father, God, by working on yourself, forgiving your mothers and your father, your earthly father. You'll be fine. Matter of fact, you have to do that on your own. The man can't help you with that. But you got to forgive your mothers. All who are born of the flesh, meaning the mother, must be born of the spirit of the father. You must be born again. And born again simply means you got to overcome the fallen state. Do what you want. Stay in your misery. I don't care. I'm not going to miss a sleep. I'm just pointing you to the source that will cause you to have perfect peace right here on earth. Isn't that amazing? The AG of South Carolina says juvenile crime is on the rise. That's what happened to the blacks. 70 years ago or so, the men turned it over to the females with the help of the government and the so-called civil rights leaders. You can't get welfare unless you get rid of the man. Get rid of the father, and the government will take care of you, and we will be your leaders. Martin Luther King and all those crappy people. And the blacks turned their lives over to evil. Fox and Friends has reported Attorney General of South Carolina, Alan Wilson, warned of rising teen violence and crime nationwide. Watch this.
There's been a spike in teen-on-teen violence, and not just teen-on-teen violence, but teen violence in general, and it's a very alarming thing. We've met with the FBI on several movements like the 764 Gore movement, where teens are recruiting other teens to perform violent and gory acts against themselves and other people, including suicide on social media websites. We're seeing gangs recruit kids as young as 10 years old because they're sophisticated enterprises, and they know that these children can't be incarcerated as long when they're caught by police officers.
Isn't that amazing? The spirit of the mother. And it's not her spirit, though. It's the evil in her that's been passed on to the children. And the poor father, they've been defeated because their mother's spirit has been passed on to them. And they don't know what to do with the woman. They don't know how to deal with a woman because the woman is their God. Because they hate the mother. Whatever you hate become your God. It controls you. What was the last name or wasn't it?
I was remarking that last news story that one of the boys' names was Devin. His last name was Raper. So I just thought it was an unfortunate last name.
What a fitting name. No, I'm playing. It's going to only get worse. The blacks have gone out of control. Violent crime. Remember when white people had two parents? When the father and the mother was together in the home. The white kids weren't acting this way. But no, they decided we want the white woman to lead too. We want the white woman to be like the black woman. And look at the mess. One last one, and then I'll get to your calls. I'm warning you, do what you want. Believe what you want. I don't care. It's going to only get worse. And the blacks are not going to get better until they forgive their mothers. This has nothing to do with slavery or Jim Crow or whatever else they're blaming. It's all a lie, straight out of hell. If the blacks were to forgive their mother and return to their father, they'll have peace just like that. It'll be over. One last one for now. ABC News. Parents in one of New Jersey's township could face fines or jail time if their children causes a public disturbance. This is according to a new ordinance that went into effect last month. Watch this from ABC News.
One town in New Jersey is putting parents on notice. You can now face jail time for your kids' unruly behavior.
We have a juvenile crisis in this country. This is not unique to Gloucester Township, but rather is symptomatic of a larger societal juvenile crisis.
It comes after multiple incidents, including this brawl involving more than 500 kids and young adults last year, which left three police officers injured. Under a new ordinance in Gloucester Township, parents can now be held accountable for their kids' public disturbances or dozens of other misbehaviors, from crimes to chronic truancy at school.
This is about warning parents and due process. It is about them being responsible for their children.
Parents could face up to 3 months in jail if their child under 18 is found guilty of certain offenses, and they can be fined up to $2,000.
Many times, interviewing the parents, they had no idea who their kids were with, what they were doing, and what they were up to. And that's got to change as a parent. We have to be responsible for our children.
Critics of the new law say putting parents in jail will pull them away from their other kids, further disrupting the household.
Remember, there were a time when you were a teenager, a young person, and you had a father around or a grandfather around, and you would be afraid to get in trouble because they'll find out. Remember those good old days? You didn't need the police to look over you or someone else because you were concerned that your parents may find out or might find out that you caused some type of problem with someone else. But if the mother in charge, you don't care about that. You don't care about mama finding out you've been in a fight or that you stole something or that you robbed a bank or you got drunk. You don't care if mama's not going to do anything, but come on in, baby. Get some rest. Kids are not afraid of mama. They hate mama, but they ain't afraid of mama. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. They're afraid of daddy. Not a mama. And that's just the order of things. Normally, the mother will have a husband, and they will have children together, and the mother will say to the children, if y'all act up, I'm going to let your daddy know. And you went out to a party, you enjoyed the party, you had fun, you stayed out of trouble, because you didn't want mama to tell daddy on you. Look at the great white hope. They call him daddy. He's a man of authority. That authority is in every man, but he got to return to it. My country is over. But you can have perfect peace in spite of the hell that's coming through other human beings. Or you can live in fear. Let me go to Wayne out of Texas. Wayne, you are on the air. Happy Men's History Month.
Hi, Jesse. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in with you. How's the health going, man?
Amazing. All is well. I've been getting some really good advice from people around the world. And I'm taking some of the advice, and it's working.
And now, so, have you heard of this guy called Dr. Sebi?
Hold on a minute. I don't want you to promote anyone until we find out about it. All right. Tell Daniel. I mean, not Daniel, but what's my producer name? He black. Derek. Hold on, Wayne. Don't hang up. Let me go to. Let me go to Dana out of California. Dana, you are on the air.
The Great Black Hope.
Hey, the Great Black Hope. Hey, Dana. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month. Awesome. My birthday is White History Month, July.
What a time to be born in White.
I was born in History Month. I'm 5'0", big 5'0" this year. So.
Wow, hey. You're half a century.
Oh, my God, I'm old. You know, and it's been the worst month of my life, and I got to tell you.
Why?
About fear. Well, it look on the outside bad, but the fear got me. And you taught me about fear, and I realized that fear got me to get scammed for 20 grand because I had so much fear that I couldn't see. And I realized that being blind, fear can blind you, and I didn't even know it could blind me until that. Because I had my car stolen, so I've been traveling, and I'm traveling in an area that's not the great area, but I didn't realize it, and I made some bad decisions, knowing that I shouldn't have, kind of. But once I had that fear, I fell for a scam because I was in so much fear, and I couldn't see all the signs right there. And I'm like, I would have saw that if I didn't have that fear. And I never realized that it was just fear that could make you blind until that. I never saw how blind you could be.
Yeah. As Francisco Martinez would say, that's a bought lesson. That's an expensive lesson. And so why?
$20,000 lesson.
How many?
$20,000 lesson.
That's amazing.
And you know what the funny thing was? Because I've overcome a lot of stuff, the money's money. And it hurt, but to realize how blind I was because I was in fear, I would never have been scammed. I've seen this scam over and over. They've tried to do it over and over. But because I was in fear that I was going to get scammed, I was so scared because everybody was telling me all the things that was going on in this area that I was so scared that they were going to take my money, that somebody took my money.
That's amazing.
And it was just fear.
Yeah.
And everything they did was so obvious. But because I was in fear, I couldn't see.
And so now that you're aware of that, what are you doing about the fear now?
Well, I think what it was I wasn't present. And because I was so fearful, I was lost. I didn't even see anything.
Yeah.
And all the signs were there.
But
what
you're
I do 100% now is
100% right. It was because you were not present. You were lost in your imagination. And in the imagination, there's time. And time is nothing but fear.
Fear, and I never knew that much fear, because I saw it in my face. I saw the text messages from another country, and how many times have I seen that? But because I was so fearful, I didn't see it, and they had me, and everything they did was so obvious. And if I would tell people, hey, this is what happened, they'd say, you're stupid. I'm like, but no, I realized I had fear that I couldn't see.
Right,
I was blind.
Well, no, you know, just learn from it, practice staying present, and that would never happen to you again.
And the other thing, too, is I'm in a place here where it's, like, it's so messed up. It's so liberal here. Like, I never knew it was this bad. But you said our country ain't coming back. It ain't coming back. These people are crazy.
Like, all geez. Anyone that has any iota of anger, a little bit of anger, a dab of anger, is crazy, insane, mentally ill.
You gotta be mentally ill
to be angry. Think about that.
Yeah.
You, how can you have a sound mind and be angry, too? You got to be mentally ill to be angry.
Yep.
Amazing.
And even in fear, you're lost. But it's because of you that I was able to handle it, because my car got stolen, a bunch of stuff happened to me. But I'm not even angry at them. I'm just like, okay, it's just stuff. But 5 years ago, I would have been crying. I would have been crazy. And I'm not even upset about it. I'm like, yeah, this kind of sucks. I'm already in California. I have no car. I have no license plate. I'm like, it's not easy, but it's not that bad. It's weird that I don't even feel like it's a big deal.
Right on. Well, don't worry about it. Be aware, and you'll get those things back. But practice staying present. That's all you need to do.
Yep, you're right.
All right?
All right, man. Have a great one. Thank you so much.
I wish you well. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Every morning and every night.
Okay. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. I wish you well.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Amazing. Let me try Wayne again. Wayne, let's go for it again. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse. I apologize about that.
No problem. People do crazy stuff, but that's fine. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you.
Ask.
I was doing the silent prayer in the daytime a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
And then the voices, you know, started attacking, you know, trying to get me out of the present moment.
Yes.
And I noticed that they sounded kind of like hooligans, you know, like how when you hear like guys just around the place, like hooligans, the way they sound.
Wayne, hold on
like,
a minute.
Man,
let me take a quick break. Don't hang up, all right?
All right, thanks, buddy.
And I'll come right back to you. Let me take a quick break. 888-77, Jesse. The Church of Chess is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Peel.net. Back in a moment.
like my cousin like sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole like everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you got to see, man, God is with us and all is well. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement. I want to get back to the callers. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. There's a guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. James Hake is on fire. He's on fire. Like Obama was on fire, remember? Obama was on fire, he's on fire. Same thing. He ain't afraid of no blacks. Amazing! And then, flying high in the sky, not on fentanyl, but natural energy. Taking you high on a natural high. The American Anchor Baby. He learned how to fly on Google. And this was before AI was discovered. Monday to Thursdays from 11 to 1. And then on Friday, a little later, the American Anchor Baby. Giving back to his country because the country let him in as an anchor baby. And so far, ICE has not looked for him. They didn't come here yet. And they know he's here. What the? From 11 to 12. I mean to 1 p.m. Pacific time. 11 to 1. All right. Let me go quickly back to the phones. I want to get you some super chats and everything. Wayne, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Hey, no problem, Jesse. I just wanted to ask your technical people. The podcast from yesterday, when I pick it up, it's starting at the second hour. I'm not sure if there's something wrong. They could look into that for me.
Okay, thank you. This is from my show?
And then, huh? Your show.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Your show. Whenever I pull it on, it starts on the second.
All right.
I came to the men's meeting in June, and I want to shout out to all the members there, you know, to yourself.
Shout out.
Derek, the Anchor Baby.
They want to know which platform.
It's the YouTube platform.
Okay. Thank
YouTube
you.
YouTube platform. Yeah. So I left some lychee with the other guy. I forget his name. The director guy.
My producer?
Yeah. What's his name?
The little black
guy?
Not
Derek. No, not Derek. The other white guy.
Hake.
No, the one that has the funny name.
Hake.
No, not Hank. Not Hank, not Anchor Baby, not Derek, the other guy.
Omi,
yeah. Did he give you some lychee that I gave to him for you?
Some what?
Lychee.
Lychee?
That's a fruit, yeah.
Oh.
He didn't give you the lychee, he ate all the lychee.
James told me, yes, he gave it to me.
He gave it to you?
And we ate it.
Yeah, and you ate it too?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So give me the biblical question.
Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Delicious were delicious, I'm told.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got them from the store down the street.
Right on. Do you believe in Jesus, in the Bible or in Jesus?
I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the Bible. I just stay in the present moment. I have no identity, no belief.
Amazing. Thank you, Wayne. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. And thank you for the leashes.
All right, man. We'll talk to you. I'm hoping to come to the men's conference next month.
Right on. Okay.
You remember me, right?
I do. And normally, you don't ask a black person you remember, but I do remember. Thank you again for the leashes.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. Wayne was a non-DEI pilot. I totally remember that. Non-DEI pilot. No DEI pilot. Let me go quickly back to the phones. Let me go to Mike, a first-time caller out of Arkansas. What? Alaska. Mike, you are on the air.
Ha ha. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mike. How you?
Man, I'm doing amazing. After I started listening to your show, hang on, Jesse. Let me get back in my rig here. Up here in Alaska, the work never stops. We love it.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. I grew up on Compton Boulevard, Jesse, in Lawndale. You know where that is?
I do. Well, how you end up in Alaska?
Well, my uncle worked on the pipeline. He was a superintendent for Fluor, and he said, get your butt up here. My dad said, yeah. My dad said, go on, Mike. Get on going. My dad was a contractor in California. For many years, he was a government contractor. And I've told a lot of people this, that my dad had a 15-man concrete crew, one of the best in the business. Back in the 60s, the 50s, the 60s, and then the early 70s, they were gone, but they were black. They were black concrete finishing crew. They were the best. Man, they went everywhere, and they were my friends. My dad used to take me to the job when I was five.
Right.
And these guys would crack jokes with me, and they were just really good people. But I just wanted to, I grew up on Compton, Jesse, and I might have delivered newspapers to you. Do you remember the paper trucks that used to come by on Wednesday night, and they throw free newspapers off the back, two guys on the back?
I totally do. Absolutely.
Well, I was 13 driving that truck.
That's amazing. You were 13 years old at the time?
Yes, sir. I was 67. It was 1967, and I was 13 years old, and I did that job for almost 30 years. It was for the Daily Breeze, and then there was a newspaper, I think, on Florence. I think it was called The Wave.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
The Wave used to be around. Absolutely.
Well, I used to, as a kid, I'd call up the spiral chute coming out of the press, up two-story press, huge machine, loud as a, you could hear it down the block. And I think we went down Florence, where the Big Donut was there. It's called the Big Donut. They got the best chocolate shakes in the world on Florence and Compton Boulevard. I ain't lying, Jesse.
Well, now that you place, can't go over there, though. It's too scary.
Yeah, I know. That's a shame. That's a shame. Count Custom did a show over there. He went over to a guy that was building the front end choppers for the front end. I forget his name now, but a black guy, but one of the finest tradesmen, a machinist. He built the front ends for the choppers for Count Custom show on TV over there by the donut shop there. But we used to pick up newspapers. We delivered about 35,000. And all through L.A., I mean, I grew up in the streets of L.A. I remember the purple little houses and the sky blue, sea blue houses over on South Central, up and down, you know. And,
it's funny,
and
because of time, Mike, I get some more calls and super chats.
I remember
that was when I first moved to L.A. I used to hang out over in Compton a lot. And it
was, people don't realize how beautiful Compton is. Sure it used to be horse. It was horses and everything. But hey, did you ever fish on the barges offshore of the California and the Sacramento?
I did not, but it was definitely nice over there. And I didn't think about being robbed or killed or anything. I had friends over there. And
how about Redondo Pier? Did you ever walk on Redondo Beach Pier?
Maybe once. But
with the horseshoe, and they had the seafood cooking all the way around. And then that son of a gun burned down. But, hey, you're right about women. Get women out of politics. Look at Dianne Feinstein, Maxine Waters, Barbara Boxer. Look at the Indian Pocahontas. Look at Frederica Wilson. Look at all of them. They're all maniacs. There's only one or two that I really like in Congress. But I really think Congress. I think we've been taken over by communists back in the '60s, and that's when things started going downhill. Jesse, you're right. And
it's amazing to me that in America we know better. We know that women, and even women know that they are not created to lead, they're created to follow. And it's a shame that in a Christian nation like such as our nation, that the men are just sitting back and allowing this to happen. And then there are men who are promoting, putting women in charge, knowing that it's not going to work.
It's a master plan.
It's a
master plan, Jesse. The whole country has been taken over. It's a master plan, and I hate to say it, it's the CIA. And the reason why all these judges are going against Trump is do you think they're all in the Masonic Party that's got something to do with it? I heard a long time ago that they're all corrupt because of that.
In the what
they're
party?
They're compromised. The Masonic Party?
What's that? I've never heard of Masonic Party.
Okay, never mind. But my dad said they were compromised. Most of the judges are compromised. They belong in a fraternal order. I should say that, Jesse.
I don't know about all that, but I just know unless we bring that order back, it's over. Mike, it's good to hear from you. Because of time, I got to run.
Happy Country Western Day to you, Jesse. Happy Country Western Day to you. God bless you, and man, your show is awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Call me again. All right.
We love you in Alaska. Okay.
Love you guys too. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Arthur out of Colorado. Arthur, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Happy Man History Month.
Right back at you.
Thank you.
You know, I had an interesting question. Being that I love watching your church, I'm in Colorado, but if I was in LA, I'd definitely attending every Sunday. I've had other people watch your church, and I just wonder where you came up with that style, because it's so different. You know, you actually have me thinking instead of, you know, feeling like I'm being judged in front of a pastor getting yelled at. And I was just wondering where that style came from, because it's so original, it's different. You don't really see it on networks or anything like that. I was just wondering, like, what got you the idea to do it that way?
Well, that's the only way I know to do it. That's the only way I see to do it. And because if you really, really want to help someone, you shouldn't be setting them up to be all emotional, right? You should point the way back to the Father so they can overcome emotion. And so when I read about Christ or when I see some movie about him, he didn't build churches and things like that. He just talked to the folks. He heard their issues, and he pointed them back to the Father. He showed them how to overcome the issues. He didn't encourage them to be all hooping and hollering and crying and begging the Lord and carry on. He just dealt with the issues. And that's what we need, more of that.
I agree. You know, I enjoy it. I appreciate you. I was just super curious, so I had to call in.
I'm black. I don't know any other way. All the other Hooper to Holland churches, they're just a waste of time. It's just emotional Sunday morning Hooper to Holland church, and everybody go home, and they cry. They never deal with the real issues that in their lives.
I agree. And everyone's leaving, you know, balling out the door.
Yeah.
You know, for once, yeah, I got to be honest, when I was younger, if anything, being young and seeing the church, it would actually do opposite and traumatize me seeing what was going on, not knowing. So, yeah, I thank you for you being your own individual and doing that style, because I've learned so much. I'm actually thinking for myself, I just appreciate it. Thank you for answering my question, Jesse.
You stay with it. And Christ came that we may overcome emotions. God is not an emotional God. He doesn't carry on like that. And he doesn't require that of us. Matter of fact, he wants you to overcome all that and become a dispassionate person instead of all this ego passion. It's just ego. It's just a thrill. And it has nothing to do with God. That's why when the people in these churches hooping and hollering and carrying on, when they're crying, they're lying.
It looks like a concert.
Yeah, a party. Party over here. Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chat.
Jesus is alive, says Tony is a beta and emotional like a woman.
Jesse, how you doing, Jesse? How about this? How about Tony should be ashamed of himself. Really?
Facts.
What a mess. Thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. No one lies to children more than their mother.
You can say that again. It's evil. It's just pure evil. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. MSNBC canceled by CBS, now called MS Now.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'd heard something about they changed their name or something.
Yeah, MS Now. It's like a mess now.
Right. It's a mess now. It used to be called MSDNC by Trump or MSLSD by others. Anthony on Cash App.
Who was that?
It was another Anthony.
Oh,
from,
thank you, Anthony.
Another from Anthony.
Right on.
Three Dead, 11 Shot, Brooklyn Nightclub, YouTube, NBC, her source, he says.
What a mess.
Wow. Pastor Chatelet gifted the ship on Pilled.net.
Thank you, sir.
And on that ship, he provides free trips to Mommy Africa. Sign up now.
Nice. And a free trip back to Africa.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Greenwall, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Cactus Eater Bear, and Army Ann and the rest of the supporters over there on the DLive crew. Very kind. Thank you.
Thank you. Shout out to
Pastor Chatelet and on Pilled and Rumble, as well as T Flying Monkey, Age of Inversion, Commander Kim, and Jules Verne, Peace in the Puzzle, and the rest of the supporters over on the Rumble crew. And of course, all you guys and gals supporting monthly on the YouTube.
Thank you all. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you. T-Fried Monkey is an impersonation.
Well, do you want me to say what it actually says?
No.
It's a T word for something. Flinging monkey. You know how monkeys throw stuff?
Right.
T-flinging monkey.
Hey, I need your quick opinion on this.
Okay.
Nick, I want to play the song by where this female says that despite being married for 7 years to a perfect husband, she's still unhappy and feel like the marriage, she married the wrong person. Watch this from X. It's at the very bottom, Nick. I'm sorry. I'm
ready. He got it.
Okay.
It's just not worth it dealing with someone else every single day of your life. Every day. I've been married for about 7 years, and I don't even know if this is worth it. And not saying that there's anything necessarily wrong. There's nothing wrong, and that's the point. Like, I don't even know why I am upset. I'm just, like, not thinking that I made the right decision. And I have a good man. I do. And that's not the point. The point is, it's like, you really do lose yourself. You lose your sense of individuality. You lose your sense of peace. And this could be even to a good man. like, you're gonna lose something, and I don't think it's worth it, like, at all. We're supposed to be doing new things and traveling, and I don't know if I want to continue doing this every single day of my life, like, always checking in with someone, always having to consider their feelings, always, it's always somebody else. You're never alone.
This is why you cannot, you should not try. You should never please a woman, guys. Isn't that insane? I wish is her husband going to see that video?
If he didn't, we will.
What do you think about it?
I find it so typical. And if she leaves, she'll do him a great service.
And she sure would.
And maybe even herself.
She got a good man, still ain't happy.
Quote unquote good.
Right.
I think it seems common in my imagination that, which I think my imagination is correct in this instance.
Your imagination is running away with you.
Right. But men, males will be perfectly content with their woman god just being born, and she'll be restless and miserable and want to dump him.
Amazing. And she looked like she cried real tears.
I know. And I did see hints of, like, smoke or vape or some type of thing coming up.
Oh, you did?
I saw a hint of it, yep.
I didn't see it. Yeah. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Oh, man. I was just reading about the what they call in Korea the three-year rule, which is what some describe as what happens with your wife after 3 years of kids. That they pretty much forget about you. And so it's like an unwritten rule where you're supposed to go out and find, and this is just something I read about this one guy, but he's saying that you go out and find some other woman, basically, but you don't say. And it's just, you got to keep it under wraps. And I'm saying that because, you know, it's like, it makes me want to say this and that about women and about men, but I realize, looking at her, this is what you've been talking about, the ego. That's the only problem. And it's like, you would think about, I want to fix this and that, fix this and that. It's literally none of that. It's your own hell inside of you.
And it also shows that if she does have the perfect husband, her problem is that she's not overcome her anger. She's still inwardly, she's not happy. And even a perfect husband cannot make you happy if you have not overcome your anger. She's got to forgive her mother, her father, so she can have peace. And it would be based on what's right and from God instead of from a man. A man can't give you peace either.
Like you sometimes say, the newness wore off. Now she wants to travel and do other new things, and he's fine.
Looking for some more thrills.
Yep.
And she's thinking those thrills will make her happy, and they won't. But she can travel around the world and return back home and still be having the same problem. What a mess. Amazing. Let's see here real fast to the phone. William out of California. William, what do you think about that woman with the perfect husband and not happy?
My observation with that is that you don't see too many structured homes anymore these days like when we grew up. And basically, she's wearing workout clothes, sitting in a pretty nice car. Now, you said, I wonder if your husband's going to see that. Probably not, because he's too busy working hard to supply her workout clothes, her smoke, and her car. What my observation of it. And it's probably a successful reunion. Here's the deal. It's probably traditional, and it's probably really, really good. And she's complaining because the honeymoon is over. See, there's a honeymoon period, then there's the marriage.
Well, she said it was perfect. My husband, perfect, but I don't want her to be thinking
there it is. There it is. It's a good man.
She's like, she don't get me wrong. He's perfect.
It looks like he's taking good care of her, too, don't he?
Yeah, she looked clean. She
looked,
as you said, looked like she got a nice car and everything.
Yeah. Hey, man.
What a mess.
That's a mess, man. But because of time, because y'all getting ready to tune out, I wanted to give you my opinion of Brian, Tony, and Steve, these older guys.
Can you do me a favor? Because of time, I don't want to cut you off. Can you call me on this tomorrow?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
And thank you for everything, Jesse.
All right, man. Thank you, William.
Take care.
All right. Bye. Anchor Baby covered a story of what, James?
Anchor Baby covered the story of Kaká, Kaka. He was like a young Christian young man, talented soccer player. And he had this childhood young Christian girl that they married and got met and married in church and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then she left him because he was too perfect. Terrible.
What love got to do with it? Amazing.
What a mess.
I'm so out of time, folks. Listen, you can have perfect peace within you. If you become whole, become one, take control of your own life. Be in control of your own life, being led by what's right. And I promise you, no matter what happens outside of you, inside of other people, you wouldn't be bothered by it. You really wouldn't. So forget, get to know yourself, forgive your mother, every human being on earth, and no matter your color, or male or female, forgive your mother and your fathers. God will forgive you and give you perfect peace. And then if you get married or not, you have perfect peace, and it won't be based on anyone or anything. And so if you somebody's in your life, fine. If they're not, fine. If you have something, fine. If you don't, fine. Because you have peace, and peace only comes from God. There's nothing or no one or nothing that can give you perfect peace. And it is possible you can have it. Forgive your parents. Do the silent prayer. RevealingTheMan.com/prayer. Silent prayer. RevealingTheMan.com/silent prayer. The Hake Report is coming up now. And then after that, at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your super chats and your support and everything. Rick and other callers, I am out of time. Tomorrow's Manhood Hour. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have the fallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.